younger year, when all our shadows disappeared, the animals inside came out to play. Went face to face with all our fears, learned our lessons through the tears, made memories we knew would never fade. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. He took me in his arms, I heard him say, when you get older, your wild heart will live for younger days, think of me if ever you're afraid. He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights that never die. My father told me, shining stars. He said, go venture far beyond the shores, don't forsake this life of yours, I'll guide you home no matter where you are. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. When I was just a kid, I heard him say, when you get older, your wild heart will live for younger days, think of me if ever you're afraid. He said, one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights that never die. My father told me, these are the nights that never die. My father told me.
All right, here we go, Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome, everyone. It is the 13th day of February 2022. You know, I dug that song out from the memory hole, you know, post my father passing from the earth, and had me boo-hooing like a baby the first time I heard it in a while. I mean, I was listening to that stuff like 10 years ago, but then when Avicii met his early demise, you know, I saw a meme floating around on Snippets and Snappets. So you got Avicii, Anthony Bourdain, Chris Cornell, Chester Bennington, and there was one more, I think, on this meme. About them all committing suicide as they were allegedly working on a documentary called, I believe it was The Silent Children, all about child trafficking. And it made me think about all these things. And I covered Avicii. I covered all these guys' deaths on the air as they transpired. very, very weird that, you know, this is all coming front and center now again with the Clintons, and we know about their history. But so the, you know, the Q crowd right now is going pretty wild with the Durham dump, if you will, about people in the Clinton Obama sphere spying on Trump's campaign. And I mean, this is all so old news to those of us that were paying attention to alternative media that, you know, it seems cheesy to us to have to revisit. You know, but some of the comments are funny on some of the articles like up on Zero Hedge and other places, and they're all basically like, yeah, this is like watching paint dry. You know, people have gotten very, very jaded and very, very, well, let's just say, so people are saying things like, no shit. No, so now do something about it. Wake me up when someone does hard time for any of that crap, like watching paint dry in slow motion indefinitely. Someday I might do something, maybe. Durham 316. Is this why Diaper Joe is pushing Ukraine? Cause the exposure, you know, going to kill him. You know, Dems never go to jail, period. Nothing will come of this. Listen, it's clear that they want to try to get us riled up about something that happened years ago. So, you know, Trump is saying it's bigger than Watergate. Roger Stone was on with Alex Jones today. And it is. It's way more massive than Watergate. I mean, turning the entire intelligence so-called community against a presidential candidate and then a president. I mean, it's just so, it's so cliche to all of us now. I mean, how corrupt the entire federal government is, and how it's, the corruption has made it all the way down, you know, top to bottom. The country is absolutely insane. Mr. Producer, get clip 7 ready. And so let's talk about corruption at the street level. Go ahead and roll 7.
This is Dabu 7. We're now getting word that Walmart is putting these devices on their steak, as you can see right here in this clip, stopping people from stealing it. That is how bad things have got at this point. So these original clips were shared on TikTok showing this ribeye steak selling for $20.83 locked up because people are stealing stuff so bad. I've showed you clip after clip, time and time again, of these people walking in the stores, taking what they want, and walking right out the front door. There's actually a clip at this link of a whole nother incident and series of events where people are filling up bags and walking right out of the store and no one is stopping them. The workers are being told do not confront them because they may react violently. Now, throughout all my life and in the past, I can't remember that ever being told to us ever at any point. It was pretty much like if you get caught stealing and the cops beat you down or whatever happens, happens because you got caught stealing. Not seeing any police activity, anyone trying to stop these people except for an old lady in one clip that stopped the guy at a grocery store and ripped his mask off, and they did get the card away from him. So props to her. But this is what it's turning into in our country, where they're having to lock down meat in certain areas. Now, this was out of Florida. I'm sure
you can go ahead and stop it.
See something similar.
Think of all the racial destabilization, psychological warfare operations, really beginning with Trayvon Martin. This succession of media and government-driven drivel. It all ends with Eminem. Allegedly, I guess he's kneeled at the Super Bowl during their little performance, you know, him and Dr. Dre and all these people. So king of all white cucks, Eminem, he kneels at the, you know, white guy, he gets to kneel at the Super Bowl. That's just a real husk of a person. What a turd. What an embarrassment to his forefathers and his race. What a sick person. And he's a product of this racial demonization of whites and this white virtue signaling crowd on the Marxist left. But this thing all culminated with the George Floyd crap. I mean, Trayvon Martin, Mike Brown, Philando Castile, Alton Sterling, this whole Eric Garner, Freddie Gray, this whole litany of racial operations that this sick intelligence apparatus, military, you know, news, Mockingbird, FBI, DOJ, this fifth column that's been operating in our country for so long, and then it culminates with having to put basically fence and, you know, alarms on the stake. Because, see, now they've got it. They've emboldened the street-level criminal class, the druggies, and then the hood rats and the rest of it, to where they feel unaccountable. Like, hey, they've been emboldened to the point where if you pay for something, you're a mark. You're a sucker. Okay? The way to do this is to take what's yours. Okay? The evil system. And blah, 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 blah. So back to the whole Durham thing. If Durham was over the target, people would be getting Arkansas-ed. So I expect nothing out of this, at least not anything that would make Brandon look worse than he makes himself look. Okay. So, you know, it's coming out. Okay. So the Office of Special Counsel through the DOJ dropped some crumbs for the X-22 crowd and so forth and so on. I mean, and look. I have a smidgen of, a small spark of, you know, hopefulness that someday that this system of ours could be at least returned to some semblance of normalcy and people get held accountable. But I mean, the 9/11 conspirators are walking free. They got kids in Congress. You know, Liz Cheney's husband's all caught up in this. He works for, these companies that has ties to the CCP and all this strange stuff. Why do you think Liz Cheney's sitting there on this January 6th commission? It's all tied together. Okay, so it all culminated in the big theft of the election selection process from Trump. Okay, now some people could argue this is a massive Shakespearean novel being played out for us dumb masses, and then Trump is just an actor in it, and I get that angle too. But looking at just the lead up to the 2020 election, I mean, everybody knew Biden was dead on arrival, and he, without cheating, without massive skullduggery, this guy was never going to win, and they did it anyway. And I talked about this demoralization operations that they're doing to us all over across the spectrum. We have to realize that. So what are we facing now? Because a lot of the people now are saying, "Oh my God, the rats are cornered. Durham's on the hunt." You know, all the Dan Scavino tweets with George Washington riding across the Delaware in a Durham boat. You see, that's just so important. And it's interesting to see all this, you know, float around. But, I mean, to get super hopeful, I think, is naivety. So let's look at some of the possibilities here. Cyber attack. Remember the Israeli big exercise they just recently ran? Okay. Now, hemorrhagic fever. Remember Dr. Robert Malone? He's on Rogan, and he's warning about this thing floating around in China. So he threw the nugget out there to a lot of people pretty early. This was, you know, weeks ago. And it started to drip out a little bit before Malone really dumped it in front of millions on Rogan. You know, I saw bits of this on BitChute and other places floating around. So a spreader attack. Okay. Think about the Holodomor with the Ukrainians. Okay. See, the Ukraine just keeps popping up. But to blame these truckers. Okay, these convoys, and people are floating around the Illuminati playing cards with truckers and all that. And yeah, I saw that okay, so starve us out, blame the truckers for the interruptions in supply. Joel Skousen angle that he's been talking about since I really heard him on the air, that we're prepared, our own shadow government is prepared to absorb this first strike. Okay, so this whole thing with Russia and so forth and so on. Now, what's crazy is, and this is all over Zero Hedge activist posts and stuff, so in a surreal plot twist, Ukraine's president demands proof from the U.S. over alarmist Russian invasion claims. So you go on Drudge right now, and it's, oh, you got 48 hours to avert total catastrophe, blah, 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 blah. So another Sunday, and Biden's national security advisor is at it again, making the rounds on the big network news shows, warning the Russian invasion will invade Ukraine any day now. At this point, a familiar refrain we've heard for multiple weeks running. We cannot perfectly predict the day, but we have now been saying for some time that we are in the window and an invasion could begin. A major military action could begin by Russia and Ukraine any day now. That includes this coming week before the end of the Olympics. Jake Sullivan, Jake the Snake Sullivan, and he's balls deep in all of this skullduggery with spying on Trump and all this. So this national security advisor, this little skinny 125 looking pound little twerp, golem looking little creature, he's all involved in this. So the later round of breathless White House proclamations and predictions the Russians are coming began earnest Friday afternoon when the administration told reporters that Putin has made the decision to launch a military offensive. Beware the Ides of March. Remember all that coming up here very soon. Just interesting. Then, of course, the sacrifice window around the mid-April, with when all these, and I cover this every year in April, about this litany of bloodlettings, Columbine, Virginia Tech, I mean all of them, Oklahoma City, and it goes on and on and on, these bloodlettings that happen in this window of this, the occult calendar. So Prime Minister Scott Morrison of Australia has ordered the evacuation of the Australian embassy in Kiev, warning the situation has reached a dangerous stage. So, you know, but the president, Ukraine leader Zelensky, says warnings of Russian invasion provoking panic, demands to see firm proof. So the guy, this guy is sitting here saying, look, man, you guys are scaring the piss out of the world, starting this garbage, and, you know, I mean, it's crazy. So I, as usual, this evil cabal of filth that permeates all of these governments. And look, you, Putin, remember how Madam Rothschild said, nobody goes to war on this, in this earth, unless my sons say so. So just because everybody on the alternative media wants to lionize Putin doesn't mean that he's not controlled and is not going to get goaded into some sort of warfare if he's not told to as well. So we all kind of know his history. And to think that he is an independent nationalist, big proponent of the Orthodox Church, and that's all great surface messaging for us dumb cattle, but to think that he doesn't have hooks in him by the same crooks, I think that's just naive as well. And oh, I mean, but you hear these people on the alternative media, man, I mean, they want to make it like Putin is, you know, the last chance of, you know, for the world, and we should all just jump on the Putin train and so forth and so on. And hey, look, if the guy's real, I'd sure like to, but I'm a jaded, twisted person, and you know, I don't trust anything or anyone. Now, I get to this article from time to time, and it pops into my psyche when I'm looking at Ukraine and these operations. So this is back to TexMars.com, the late, great Tex Mars, and this is from August 20th, 2014. So we're talking, you know, over 7 point some odd years ago, this article flipped, and I thought it was excellent, and it makes me really just think about it when I see machinations going on towards Ukraine. Okay. The serpent people return to the Ukraine. DNA science, Ukraine, and a second Jewish homeland. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? That's Matthew 23:33. We have journeyed to the center of the world and landed in the belly of the serpent. Rabbi Joel Boxed, journey to the center of the Torah. Everything is coming together. DNA science has torn back the curtains of time and revealed the serpent and his people. The ones that we call today Jews are the very disciples of the evil entity whom the Bible describes as the old serpent, the devil. And I was watching this YouTube video where a bunch of these Orthodox guys are singing to Hashem Melech, which is another word for Moloch. Very, very interesting. Some of this, and then you can see people in the Vatican talk about Lucifere, singing to Lucifer, all kinds of weird stuff, okay? From the early centuries of the first millennia, the Khazars of Eastern Europe were known as the diabolical serpent people. And now the nation of Israel has admitted that its people are indeed the Khazars. The admission by the Israelis that the Jews are not related to ancient Israel, but to Khazaria was reported in the Times of Israel. Leaked report, Israel acknowledges Jews, in fact, Khazars, secret plan for reverse migration to Ukraine, March 18, 2014. That article by Professor Jim Wald related that the Israeli leadership in Jerusalem is sending military equipment and settlers from Israel to Ukraine. Oh, Henson, Ozio Baidong, sending all of our boys over there. It seems to ring familiar, doesn't it? The Jews have taken charge of that ravaged country's government and finances and intend eventually to make the Ukraine a second homeland for the Jews. Hence, Henry Kissinger's statement, his cryptic statement that Israel won't exist in 10 years. That was approximately 10 years ago, folks, just saying. Their plan, leaked by the government insiders, came only after Netanyahu and his cabinet reviewed growing DNA genetic evidence that the Jews are not the descendants of Abraham. Instead, they came from Khazaria, of which Kiev, Ukraine, is the centerpiece. In fact, the Jews of Israel and the U.S. are of Ukrainian heritage. Ukraine is in the heartland of Khazaria. The rabbis teach that in the 8th century, the entire nation of Khazaria converted to the Talmud and to Kabbalistic Judaism, adopting the sordid but occultly revealing sex symbol of the six-pointed star. The pagan Khazars, known for centuries as a serpent people, battled against both Christians and Islamists. Later, as converted Jews, they migrated to Poland and Eastern Europe. Today, they're found mostly in the USA and in Israel. DNA science has today confirmed this Khazar heritage of the Jews. I document the Khazar bloodline heritage in my definitive book, DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline, of which I own, by the way. I own almost all Texas books. The Khazars, identified in Revelation 2 and 3 as the wicked synagogue of Satan, are further identified in Ezekiel 38 and 39 prophetically as the people of Gog from the land of Magog. Prophecy clearly tells us that this warlike serpentine people shall invade and conquer Israel first, then go on to plunge the entire planet into chaos and warfare. That's Revelation 20. And it's got a picture of the Matrix of God by Gog, G-O-G, by Daniel Patrick, which I own that book as well. And it's from the land of Magog came the Khazars to destroy and plunder. And it's a real twist on traditional understanding of Ezekiel 38 and 39. It's definitely the Matrix of Gog. If you don't own that book, you should look at getting it. It's available from Tex Mars' Rivercrest Publishing, by the way. Domination of America. In 2007, American political science professors James Petrus, John Mearsheimer, and Stephen Walt reached the conclusion that American foreign policy is now dominated by the Israel lobby. The Jews do this through their powerful money groups, AIPAC, the ADL, and the AJC. They both control the Republican and the Democrat parties, and the White House does their bidding. That bidding includes the conquest of Ukraine. This is from 7.5 years ago, this article. But how did the Jews come to acknowledge their Kazarian bloodline link, Professor Jim Walt notes in the Times of Israel, the surprising turn of events had an even more surprising origin, genetics, a field in which Israeli scholars have long excelled. It is well known that sometime in the 8th and 9th centuries, the Khazars, a warlike Turkic people, converted to Judaism and ruled over a vast domain in what became southern Russia and Ukraine. What happened to them after the Russians destroyed that empire around the 11th century has become a mystery. Many have speculated that the Khazars became the ancestors of Ashkenazi Jews. During the UN debate over Palestine's partition, Kahn Weissman responded, "It's very strange. All my life I have been a Jew, felt like a Jew, and now learnt that I am a Khazar." The Ukraine solution, two Jewish homelands. At first, the results seemed deemed unhappy, even ominous, but says Walt, Prime Minister Netanyahu and his advisors surprised us by bringing in their Ukraine solution. Some Jewish, and think about the Kagan family, Victoria Nudelman, Newland, and her meddling in the Ukraine, the first family of neoconservatives, the Kagans, the Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan, the Kagan, that is the potentate of the Khazars, that's a potentate family line. But back to the article. Some Jewish settlers would leave Israel and return to Ukraine. This resettling into Ukraine would take time for reasons of logistics and economics. The end result, however, would be two Jewish homelands, Israel and Ukraine. We're not talking about all the Ashkenazi Jews going back to Ukraine, explained a well-placed source in intelligence circles. Obviously, this is not practical. Wald calls this solution Khazaria 2.0. All Jews will be welcomed back to Ukraine without condition as citizens. What's more, the Israeli government promises an infusion of massive military assistance to Ukraine, including troops, equipment, and construction of new bases. If the initial transfer works, other West Bank settlers will be encouraged to relocate to Ukraine as well. In effect, Ukraine is to become an autonomous Jewish domain, a small-scale successor to the medieval empire Khazaria. It would be called in Yiddish Khazarai. By lining up with the Syrian rebels in Ukraine, as well as Georgia and Azerbaijan, also part of the ancient Khazarian territory, one source explains, Netanyahu puts pressure on both Syria and Russia. And I just like to go back to that whenever I really, let's just say, see this kind of posturing and machination surrounding Ukraine, which is the Khazarian ancient homeland, which is, you know, fascinating. So there's an emergency Fed meeting tomorrow. Oh, good old Jesuit Jerome Powell. That's up on Gateway Pundit and a few other spots. So a collapse scenario. Very, very interesting with the power grid, with cyber attacks. We should also think about a 5G eventual kill shot on the vaxxed if they deem it necessary. Now, I know a lot of this is to tie people into the Internet of Things and for cryptocurrency mining applications and basically panopticon level slavery of the entire vaccinated population. But this stuff's getting even deeper. And after the bottom of the hour, we'll get into some of this. But They're trying to make this to where even the pure bloods, those of us that have never been swabbed or never been jabbed, we're not going to be able to even fight what they have coming for us due to the fact that it's going to be pervasive. It's going to be everywhere. You're not going to be able to avoid contamination and tying into the Internet of Bodies things and so forth and so on. It's the way it appears. All right, we'll see you guys on the other side of the break. Stay listening. Be right back.
I found a fallen angel, too wicked for her own. And together we were wound, together we will roam.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Jim, Jim, I wore a tie today, the first one that I ever wore. And you have said that I look like a dummy out of a dry goods store. Oh, Jim, Jim, the preacher said a lot of things, but I didn't hear a word he said. My mind kept wandering back down the trail, back to the good times we had. Riding herd through the sun and the rain, panning for coal on the cuff. We did everything in the books, I guess, and a lot that they never thought of. Oh, Jim, Jim, so you're riding on ahead. Well, if that's how it's going to be, when you reach those streets paved with gold, Jim, stake a claim out for me. We did everything
all
we
right
could do for you, Jim.
We're back. Your favorite, just Scary Radio and the Public Broadcasting Network. And That's a tough one for me to listen to. That was my dad's name. I heard that one the other day, too. Boy, you talk about crying. So here's one that I wanted to throw out to the audience. And, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning or getting ready at 4:30 in the morning or whatever. And, you know, your mind's going and you got to roll over and send yourself a text message sometimes, you know, as that's how I do a lot of my notes. It's a pain in the ass, you know, but this is when you get those downloads from the ether, from your subconscious, from the spiritual kind of, you know, world where, you know, God will sometimes give you little clues. And here's one for you. Everybody, you know, I keep wondering, why is the Israelis allegedly taking all these doses? Now, we saw this Borla character, this Sephardic, from this Sephardic line of rabbis and so forth, Palestinian rabbis and so forth, and being interviewed and his neck doing some weird, weird things. That's some creepy, it almost looks like he has some sort of another being living in there, you know, when he was being interviewed, and this was all over the place. And then there's other people it happens to on camera. But think about these multiple doses, but think about a different concoction, not what all the quote-unquote Gentiles or goyim are getting. And I thought about this. This came my way. Israel possible vax objective in the multiple doses. And this is, I've heard no one mention this. But remember Genesis, in Satan's promise to Adam and Eve, ye shall be as gods. Right, and then you go to Skull and Bones chapter number 322, and then people have looked at Genesis 322, where it talks about mankind will be able to do anything that they imagine, and that's why that basically the angel has to guard the tree of life and that sort of thing. And think about the tampering with the double helix and everything else going on, and tampering with, and a lot of people look at that as kind of a microcosm of the tree of life. You shall be as gods, and you'll be able to do anything your mind imagines. This possibly for the Israelis is a, in their twisted viewpoint, a way for them to gain advantage over the Gentile world through transhumanism, through what they believe is this upgrade to basically make Jews the overman, the Übermensch that we always hear that the Germans were trying to move towards. But what if it's the Jews right now, with these multiple doses, trying to do something to their people to make them upgrade past and a breakaway sort of system past the rest of the world? Or number two, to inoculate them against some sort of race-specific, let's say, deployment that's upcoming. Hence, we see these blue cities and places we never thought that wanted to back off these mandates and masking and all this. So this scrapping of COVID restrictions, why now? What is planned? Dr. Robert Malone, this hemorrhagic fever little nugget he dropped on Joe Rogan. Mr. Producer, get clip 5 ready. I know we got a caller on the line and we'll take you in a second. But go ahead and roll clip 5. And this is the latest kind of, let's just say, hypothesis. Go ahead and hit it.
Welcome to John Uncensored. I'm Chris Chappell. The Beijing 2022 Olympics begin this week. Athletes from around the world are now in Beijing, practicing on fake snow while trapped inside the Chinese government's COVID bubble. You see, to protect everyone from a fast-spreading virus that was absolutely not created in a Chinese lab, so stop talking about it, Chinese authorities created an invisible bubble around the Olympic facilities. They built walls, checkpoints, and whatever these are. Unfortunately, like so many things made in China, the Olympic bubble doesn't work. Well, at least the bubble hasn't worked to keep COVID out. But it has worked to keep people in. Reporters who've flown into Beijing to cover the games are now stuck inside. They've described the bubble as a surreal experience, filled with police escorts, daily COVID-19 tests, and robot chefs. Robot chefs? Are you terrified yet? Well, you should be more terrified of the daily COVID tests. Because to, you know, keep COVID out, which as I explained, hasn't worked, they're testing everyone all the time, including around 3,000 of the world's top athletes. And the great thing about being an authoritarian regime in charge of collecting people's fluid samples for COVID testing is that you also have the opportunity to collect everyone's DNA. Now, I'm not saying there's any evidence they're collecting the DNA of the world's best athletes under the guise of a public health program, but I am saying that in the recent past, they have collected DNA from millions of ethnic minorities under the guise of a public health program.
You can stop that one there and go ahead and get nine ready. So let's think about this. I just played the stuff about them with growing fetuses, babies in artificial intelligence managed wombs last week. So now they've got some of the best samples of some of the top genetic profiles in the world. That's Winter Olympics people. Very, very good in shape people. I mean, top of the line Nordic and so forth is on DNA. And now who the hell knows what they're going to do with it, with CRISPR and all the rest of this crap. It's really, really crazy. But think about this bubble they got all these people in, okay? And all the reporters and everybody else. Now go ahead and roll clip nine.
This hemorrhagic fever that it causes. And they have been testing it. They have perhaps seen it in the wild. And they have possibly, or maybe you're certain, they have unleashed this during the Beijing Olympics in order to spread it around the world. Meanwhile, they have the antidote, which is a Johnson & Johnson cancer treatment that they've repurposed as a way to treat people with this. Did I get that all wrong, or am I close?
Yes, exactly as what you summarized.
Okay,
they prepared the secret antidotes, and even Johnson & Johnson may not know this drug can be repurposed to treat hemorrhagic fever. And this is my sources, multiple sources, and also this can reach to the very top level, to the local level, hospital level, in China, because we really have a lot of Chinese people, they won't deliver such message, although CCP controlled it very, very strictly. And also this verified based on other evidence I obtained, and also I delivered it to the people in different networks, they verified in their way. So China thought no one would know that. And China prepared. We tried to stop China release this virus, and we tried to gain more time for preparation. As I said, if we can have enough time to prepare, we can significantly reduce the death rate, and we can reduce the panic from the people. However, we know now, we do see that some cases happen in UK. Yesterday, they said they found three cases. They claim they are from West Africa, back to UK, which get SIBS, Lassa virus, which is, as I said, like Marburg virus, also cause hemorrhagic fever. Today's update news said
Okay, go ahead and stop it there. So think about this daily testing of everybody inside the Olympic bubble. Okay, so the Olympics prepares to wind down, the good old daily tests. And then we've had these Chinese generals bragging for years about biological warfare and so forth and so on. Some of these guys are some real, you know, psychopaths, some real soulless beasts. but think about this. So the Orwellian testing daily, etc., they could hit athletes from targeted countries right when they're about to leave the country. You're talking about a 12 monkeys scenario with thousands of athletes jumping on planes and taking this back to their home countries. Now, it really parallels like some of the theorists about the Wuhan virus, allegedly. Remember how Gordon Duff and a whole bunch of these people on a certain wing of the alternative media said that somebody, the Israelis, us, Brits, whoever, brought this stuff to the Wuhan military games. So it's really like, okay, you got the Olympics and you got the Wuhan military games that happened in 2019. Where some people theorize that, hey, this stuff was brought there to false flag the Chinese and the Wuhan Institute of Virology and so forth. You know, and then others argue, no, it's Fauci and the UNC Chapel Hill gang moved everything over to Wuhan Institute of Virology and then the Chinese released it there, blah, 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 blah. So, but there was the Wuhan military games paradigm floating around in the alternative media in quite a few circles that said that, no, the Chinese got set up by the usual suspects as the fall guy in this thing. And so now you've got the Olympics, your civilian games going on, and then so people are now saying, okay, the Chinese are about to swab everybody with some hemorrhagic fever swabs, and they're going to take it all home to their home countries type thing. Or somebody going to say, no, some of the Olympic athletes are actually sheep dip CIA, and they brought the stuff here to false flag the Chinese again, you see. So who knows? I'm just watching it, you know, and I feel it's at least worth it to put out there to the audience that this is what's floating around out here in certain sectors. And then that way, if something does happen, it's out here. We've had a caller waiting for a bit. Ray in Ohio. Ray, what is on your mind tonight, sir?
Thanks for your service, man.
No problem.
Yeah, you're doing good, man. I got so many notes, but I'm just going to, like, concise it quickly.
Okay.
We are no longer accepting things we cannot change. It is now time to change the things we cannot accept.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of a nice twist on the Serenity Prayer there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then we got Mark Twain, a.k.a. Samuel Clemens.
Yeah.
History doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes.
Rhymes, yeah.
And we got VAC assassinations from Dave in Massachusetts. Just to think about that. VAC assassinations.
Yeah.
Isn't that sick? It is. It's evil.
Yeah.
It's disgusting, man. We got to step up, stand up, giddy up, and stop it. You know, evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. Get it? We're good. You're good. Robert, you are a warrior. You're good. And evil is powerless if we stand up and fight. Think about that.
Right on.
Never take any government Never take anything any government tells you at face value. Always question everything any government does or does not do. Always look for ulterior motives and always ask, que bono, who benefits, whenever. Applied, elite pushes an agenda this hard and reacts to extortion and manipulation to get their way. You can be sure your benefits are definitely not what they have at heart. And VAC assassination. We need to step up, stand up, and stop the evil. And Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, all God Almighty, needs to shut the devil down now.
Yeah, well, that's the interesting, you know, that's the interesting kind of conundrum when I think about all that is you look at our society and how far it's went down towards idiocracy, and like I was talking about them having to lock up meat at Walmart. I want good to prevail, and I want to see decency reestablished across the board, the golden rule followed. At the same time, I have to be realistic and realize that we are under judgment, and you know, this is that thing where we're a mortal human man that knows relatively his place in the universe has to say, okay, the judgment, you know, for our national buffoonery versus, you know, God giving us one more chance. Are we at the end of, you know, our rope as a nation to where we're going to go into another, you know, a time of great trial and tribulation is the question. You know, this is that conundrum that men have to weigh on their spirit, on their soul.
But yeah, man. I mean, all of our European folk crept over here with their tools, their animals, and their weapons, I guess. And yeah. They left. They left Europe.
Right? Yeah.
So, you know, and, you know, because they didn't want to be bullied, bribed, or buried, as Frederick C. Blackburn says, or banished. You know, and, you know, Aaron Russo and Nick Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Nick Rockefeller. Aaron Russo's dead, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And Nick Rockefeller. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He said, you're going to be chipped. If you broke that, if we don't like what you say, we're going to turn your chip off, fool. You know
what? Here's what's so crazy. It's like they've almost skipped the chip and went into this graphene nanotechnology system that goes right into the body. That's what's so crazy. I mean, the chip almost seems like unnecessary if you drill down deep into what's in these mRNA witch's brew concoctions that they're trying to hit everybody with. And some of these corporations and some of these governments are still pushing their people to get this stuff, even though it's just so strange to watch the emperor having no clothes and the emperor still, oh, well, you're gonna get this shot, and it's just like it's total insanity.
Yeah, but Rob, do you smell like sulfur coming out of the? I don't know if they're chemtrail and sulfur. I mean, I smell it when I go outside. I smell sulfur.
Well, last week I talked about it on the air when we had this massive 2-day blizzard that just raked across the center of the country. I smelled chemicals in the air the day before the snow hit.
Yep.
Yeah. That's this weather manipulation, Air Force 2025, weather's a force multiplier stuff. I mean, these guys, you know, they're at war with the Almighty as far as control of our existence, as far as the weather and other things. It's very, very, this is like war in the heavens level stuff.
Yes, but yeah, we got to stand up and just stop it and say, laugh at it. Look, the devil hates it when we laugh at his tricks.
Yeah.
We could joke, look, like Mike Sledge. He's a joker.
And yeah.
You know what? I mean, you got to laugh. You got to make fun of these fools. And then they'll run home. They'll take their ball and run home. Because they can't take it. Let's do it. Let's just play football, man. Hey, good on the Rams, but I was wishing for the Bengals to win, but good on the Rams.
All right, man.
St.
Take
Louis,
care of yourself.
Man. How about Kurt Warner? How about Kurt Warner?
Yeah.
19, all right. Was it 2000? All right, bro.
All right, take care of yourself. I wanted to get this in before the break. This 5G phone system, millimeter wave, military application, this whole deal. So the phone companies, Sprint, T-Mobile, they're threatening all the people saying, hey, you got to get one of our 5G phones. The 4G network's going down. Okay, and they bumped it back some months. It was all supposed to happen right at the beginning of the year. So this is a totally new system. If you need to give me a free iPhone 13 for free, like everybody on the system, no matter, imagine the spyware in one of them things and the contact tracing type apps, the cryptocurrency mining crap that's probably embedded in there. But think about this, you know, forcing everybody to get a new, that means that the old system, this new system is totally different. If you've got to get rid of your old phone. And I was just thinking about this, all these other 4G and below having to shut down, and then they're going to just give away all these new phones. Very, very crazy. Birds dying off in Mexico, Wales, and Kentucky. So, you know, people are going to say, hey, look, this is 5G cranking up and hurting the sonar of the birds, and they're dying, and, you know, they're up there in the air where this stuff is floating around. The air traffic controllers warning, airplane company CEOs were warning, you know, they're not going to stop this stuff. Okay. So I know we're coming up on break in a second. There's the music now. So I'll take a few more calls after the top of the hour, and I'm going to get to a very interesting term that we need to really, really start pounding home to people on the other side of the break.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.